This is the earliest known recording of the original Drake Des Moines Symphony Orchestra, playing Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos in E-flat major. The warped audio tape is dated 1950. The conductor was Frank Noyes, a violinist and music professor at Drake, who founded the symphony in 1937. There are boxes of old recordings from his three decades on the podium, but he kept one tape at home for himself from 1965. Drake musicologist Eric Saylor received the mysterious recording from the maestro's daughter in Connecticut.
I just went to my mailbox one day, and there's this package that included this reel-to-reel tape that she was wondering if it could be transcribed onto a digital recording, either a CD or some other format.
We remastered the original, and this is what we found. It's a concert appearance by flamenco guitarist Carlos Montoya, who played solo for 25 minutes. Born into a Spanish family of gypsies, Montoya was a renowned virtuoso by the time he captivated this audience, probably at the old KRNT theater.
My English is no good. It's awful.
Midway through the performance, Montoya stopped long enough to praise conductor Noyes and his symphony.
It's a very beautiful tone, and it's very great orchestra. Yeah.
Joseph Junta, who directs the Des Moines Symphony today, thinks he knows why conductor Noyes held on to the recording.
Artists, most often of this ilk, seldom spoke at concerts, and the fact that this unsolicited comment came from him is quite special. And I know if someone said something like this about me and the orchestra, that I would cherish it.
Maestro Junta never met Maestro Noyes, so we invited him into the studio to eavesdrop on this rehearsal from a recording made in 1952.
Obviously, he's drilling the lower strings.
Have you ever heard his voice before?
Never. No, this is the first time. The first thing that I notice is that when he's speaking in a very normal voice, there's not a sound in the room. And that usually means that the musicians are quite respectful of what's happening.
Before Noyes started the Drake Des Moines Symphony, he founded Nebraska's first orchestra and even conducted the Paris Symphony. Junta says Noyes was a Renaissance man and hopes to display one of his oil paintings in the Civic Center as a tribute. As for that flamenco recording, Drake musicologist Eric Saylor thinks it says a lot about Iowa's cultural scene at the time.
It's first a fascinating record of the fact that you could have someone coming to Des Moines in 1965 playing a concert of solo flamenco music for guitar. But to know that there's an audience, and an obviously, judging from the recording, very enthusiastic audience for it, I think speaks quite a bit to the level of both diversity and sophistication of audiences from that day that we might not necessarily expect.
Conductor Frank Noyes died in 1983. Flamenco guitarist Carlos Montoya died 10 years later. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.